Is this thing on?
All right, let's get this show on the road.
Ooh. Episode number 42 of Coffee and Carving, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hey.
Back in our home studio offices.
Boy, does it, the first thing I noticed when I came in here today versus last week is it just smells better since you left. I don't know what it is, but...
Before we get started, did you want to introduce your friend? We have a special guest this week.
Doug Pimple.
Zit, I can't stop staring at this big fucking zit on your forehead.
Does it help if I move the hair in front of it, Doug?
I don't know.
I'm so self-conscious. Here. I just want you to be able to concentrate. I feel bad for you more than me, even.
All right.
Here. Anyway. Okay. There we go.
There you go. Perfect.
Now I'm going to pull it out for you.
What's going on?
Hey, man. Well, it's been a week, and it feels like we're already kind of in the swing of things. And I don't know about you, but I've been excited. I've been looking forward to today to, just get back into it.
I got to tell you, last Friday felt complete.
Yeah.
I got to listen to the Coffee and Carving show.
And it was good, and I enjoyed listening back.
It's so fun to listen back to what we're saying, because I don't remember what I said, and I keep thinking about what would I say, and then I say what I would say because
it's not like Kanye West listening to his own album. It's more of like two senile people discovering the sound of their friends' voices, from years ago.
Critiquing the life out of it as we go, right?
Yeah, that too.
Anyway, I've got coffee today.
And yes.
We would be remiss if we don't hit our friends right off the bat and thank them, all those who bought us a coffee over the summer. I forgot last week. I never even... We were so out of our element last week, getting started again. But big thanks to all who bought us a coffee all summer and last week. We appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah, thank you so much, guys. We just, you rock.
Yeah, you rock.
Wow, the crowd was wild.
Yes, they do. And we will, we'll discuss the whole coffee and technology issue later in the podcast. But
right.
First,
is that a spider? You see that?
I see it.
Okay, sorry.
You ever, remember that video you made with that bark beetle? I had no idea what you were carving because this beetle was crawling around and you never saw it till the very end.
No.
But this beetle kept crawling around, or what was it, a shield beetle or shield bug? Or
I think they're called stink bugs or shield bugs or something. Yeah. They're so cool looking.
Anyway, yeah. What have you been up to?
Oh, gosh. You want to start? Because I could go forever. I don't want to talk too much. Tell me.
Start. I have been, well, in my internet life, I have been continuing the simple carvings. And we recorded last week's, a little before last week, so I'm kind of confused to where I'm at, but I put out a video on carving simple mushrooms. And I went into, did the old carving and coffee show that I used to do. And went into the bush and made coffee and carved up some mushrooms. Kind of like that. That's a double one.
I love it.
I found a fallen over poplar tree. And then, of course, it goes again with my dowel video. So these are out of dowels. But I carved a whole whack of these little simple little carved mushrooms. I've got oodles here, but I won't show them all to you. And I made that video, put it out, and people love simple. I should have known. I said it before, but it's true.
Yeah.
And I'm embracing it, like I said, and having fun. So then following that video, I went and made the next week was books.
Mm.
Little tiny books I made. Simple little carved books.
I love those so much.
They're really fun.
They're so cool.
I'm trying to find the camera. It's in the middle. Yeah.
More on that later. Doug versus tech.
So anyway, that's really what I've been up to. Just a whole bunch of simple where's little carvings. I haven't done anything.
Where's my camera? Are you done? Yeah.
I don't think I've done any big carving at all.
Those book, can you, the thumbnail that you sent me, you texted me the thumbnail and I didn't get the text for some reason, or I was busy, actually more on that too, trying a new daily regimen as spurred on by Doug's chastening. And I didn't see the text, but I later saw it because you mentioned it, and it was this, I don't know, your thumbnail game has, it went from 0 to 100 and overnight. Well, I'm not sure what you did, but.
I wouldn't say it was at zero, but I haven't.
It went from, no, okay, fair enough. It went from like -10 to 1,000.
No. Yes, I'm trying.
Says the guy with like 10 views on YouTube.
Yeah, well, those who can't talk. yes, I've been really trying to up my thumbnail game, so baby steps. Little things at a time.
Yes. Well, speaking anyway, of which...
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, I think there's a... I remember listening to a podcast with my friend Marco, and him saying in the middle of the podcast, I can't do it anymore. They laugh too much. They're constantly laughing. It sounds fake. And I wondered, I would love to hear from folks, maybe this is a self-conscious indulgence, but what do people think about laughter in podcasts? Is anyone out there annoyed by, you know, maybe, you know, if specifically my laughter, I understand that, but just in general, laughter.
We've had a complaint about our laughing too much?
No one's complained to us about it, about our podcast, but I was listening to another podcast.
I got you. No. Well, I laugh with them.
Really?
Oh yeah, someone's laughing uncontrollably, like, right. It just makes me laugh.
That's good. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Now, depending on the laugh, I know a couple that sound like hyenas, and it just makes it funnier. But anyway.
Yeah, well, then you're laughing at them instead of whatever they're laughing at.
Oh.
But, so not to derail, is there anything that you had to tell us about, or maybe any sort of thing that might make us laugh? Eddie?
What a great segue. That was a great. It's funny because I was talking to my sister, and she went to the doctor the other day. And this is, she wrote it down. And I'll just recap what she said. Like, she went into the doctor complaining of pain. Mm-hmm. Where are you hurting? Asked the doctor. Well, you have to help me, she said. I hurt all over. What do you mean all over? She said. Be a little more specific, said the doctor. The woman touched her right knee with her index finger and yelled, ow, that hurts. Then she touched her left cheek and again yelled, ouch, that hurts too. Then she touched her right earlobe and said, ow, even that hurts there. The doctor examined her thoroughly and thoughtfully for a moment and gave her his diagnosis. You have a broken finger.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the best one.
Alec got a joke. We need to celebrate. Alec actually got one.
Yes. Okay.
Where's my laugh track?
There you go. The volume is all the way down.
We pay a lot of money for that laugh track.
Yeah, we do. Speaking of what we've been up to, we have severely upgraded our gear, if you will, our technological gear for the podcast. And I will say that I called Doug today to remind him of the podcast and to ask him really just when we would be recording it. And his response was, yes, but I have to figure out how to use the laptop I haven't touched since we bought it. So for those who don't know, Doug and I used our savings to get saved our pennies up to get wonderful new laptops that weren't cheap. And what I imagine that Doug did when he got home from getting his brand new high-tech state-of-the-art laptop is he opened up a drawer.
Laptop. He sat down, he studied, he learned all the tricks.
He sat down, put the laptop in the drawer, shut it. Maybe he locked, I'm not sure if there, I can't picture if there's a key or not or a keyhole, but he may or may not have locked that door and never looked at it again until today. he didn't want to have to learn anything new.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I'm so old. Anyway, we're doing it now, aren't we?
Well, yeah. So it could have been too hard because I didn't seem to run into any issues with you recording this, so that's good.
No, well, you sent me a link and I clicked on it. That was it.
So. Yeah, I try to keep it easy for you, so.
But anyway, we'll get into technology later, but what have you been up to? Because you've been up to quite a bit.
Yes. Well, so two things. When Doug and I hung out.
Go ahead.
For a change. I used my wedding as an excuse, to which Doug said, "Wow, yeah, that's true. That must have been a busy day." Anyway, so change the subject.
The whole summer. I got married.
Well, yeah.
One day.
Yeah. Oh, man. So coming back from the honeymoon, I got into stone carving. And directly from stone carving, Doug and I met for our last podcast, which was, frankly, a strange experience to see someone that you've only seen on the internet, to see them in person. But aside from that...
We met once.
Well, it is, but to record the podcast together was like a whole nother. Because I'm used to the safe bubble of my little studio alone without anyone to bother me. And then when you were in my space, I didn't know whether to look at you or the camera. It was an odd experience. But needless to say, it was great. And we were talking, and you were pestering me about not following through with my daily carving warm-up. And I was doing a video and I was just doing a daily carving. And so I decided that if I started that back up, I could hold myself accountable to the internet by posting every one that I did over the course of the last week or so. And so I did that. I started posting a video every morning, got up a little earlier than usual, 6:30 in the morning. And I shot out of bed and into the kitchen for coffee. And then into the shop and started the camera up and sharpened the tools, got things filmed. Not in that order. That would be, by the way, that would be insane. If I fired the camera up, then sharpened my tools. No wonder no one's watching my videos. And then I sharpen every tool. And so I started to record it and put it out. And it's not like I'm getting all kinds of attention for it, but it's just really fun to see that, you know, five or so people will always comment and say, "Keep up the good work. We love watching it." And it's just been so motivating to keep the projects going. So, yeah,
and I want to jump in here and say the reason I was pestering you is because then you have a carving every day. And when a show comes, you don't have to work day and night 3 days ahead.
Right. But. Yeah. So to your point, I was able to show up to Arts Beats and Eats with an additional, I don't know, maybe 10 or more carvings than I would have otherwise had. And those extra 10 carvings sold. And so that was a nice little, bump in spirit and, you know, and excitement for leaving a show with an extra 10 carvings sold, an extra little fire under my bum. So it was an art show in Royal Oak. It's called Arts Beats and Eats, Royal Oak, Michigan. And it's one of the largest festivals that Michigan has. Hundreds of thousands of people walk through this to see bands. Flo Rida, to be completely honest, I'm not sure who that is, but he was there, apparently. And a lot of other.
Yeah, Flo. Yep.
I call him Fool. he's my buddy, and yeah, lots of big acts, I guess, were there, and people that I didn't know, and so, but yeah, the, on top of this music festival, they have the art, they have music, and so I have the same corner each year, thanks to Arts, Beats, and Eats for that corner. They threatened to take it away from me, and when I called a few days before, not having heard where my booth was, they said, oh, it's just where it always is, and so I got off the phone, did a little happy dance, and really got carving because I knew if it was in that spot, I would do well and sell a lot of art. So anyway, I digress.
I was right this close to showing up.
Really?
Yep.
Ah. Yeah.
I was gonna show up and then the last minute. Sophie still doesn't have her passport, and that was kind of a drag. Mm. And I thought, where else am I gonna see a real art show?
Yep.
Like I said, the weekend before, I drove for like 5 hours round trip. Yep. And had great disappointment. And that was actually closer.
Yes. But, well, can I tell you about a plan that I have?
Okay.
Let me finish. Response to that.
The reason.
Anyway, so. Sorry.
But I did. I looked through the list of things and then the concerts and the thing, and I was reading about the parking, and I'm like, I'm going by myself, and I'm going to park somewhere down. Who knows where, and I'm going to walk there. Alec can't hang out with me because he's in a show. So true. It's just going to be me wandering around aimlessly like a lost puppy. And
that's exactly right, too.
So yeah. It wasn't... but the idea crossed my mind, and in fact, I even told my wife at one point, I think, that I was going to go. And then I said, nah.
Yep.
Nah.
It was a smart choice because this is more of a festival. And it's fun if you're looking to party and get a beer or two or three if you're some of the people I ran into. Sure. But there are better shows as far as just pure art. And speaking of which, probably 3 years ago, maybe actually, might have been post-COVID, so it might have been last year or 2 years ago. Whatever it was, I was remiss. I completely have gotten out of the habit of signing up for art shows and missed the deadline for the best art show in this town. And one of the best in the country. And so I showed up the day of the show and I said, hey guys, will you take me? You know, I know this sounds insane. I don't have any expectation that you'll do it, but do you guys have any extra booths and cancellations, last minute cancellations? And she said they did. And so they put me in that show. But I was driving back from my art show last night in the Jeep Comanche, and I was thinking to myself, all high on my sales and my great time and all the nice people I met supporting me and saying nice things, all the compliments. And I thought, I should try that again. I should try and go to that festival like a few days before and say, hey, you know, is there any availability? So I'm going to do that. And if I do get in that show, even if I don't, if you did want to go to an art show, this is a proper fine art show with over 350 people in the actual representing art in the show, thousands of applicants. It's consistently top 10 in Sunshine artists ratings, which is if you're an artist and you're looking for what art fairs to do, you look at that list, you know, at least you should if you don't. Mm-hmm. And so it's you know, my friends from all over the country who I've run into on tours, they all go to the show, and it truly is one of their best art shows, if not their best show. So yeah. So it's 10 minutes down the road for me. And so if you're within the Metro Detroit area or even nearby Michigan, it's worth going to. It's a fun show. So I'm going to try and last. I'll let you guys know how it works out next week. But I'm going to try to get in the show.
Before we move on, why don't you walk us through being in an art show?
I feel like I've been talking the entire podcast.
I'm going to keep asking you questions, so because I'm curious.
I'm going to try to keep these short. Don't. But I'm still jazzed about it, so it's hard for me to keep them short.
Yeah, don't. You don't have to.
Okay, so run you through what? Sorry, what goes into an art show?
Yeah. So, like, do you bring your sets or backdrops or staging of your craft? Do you have
all right?
Bring a cash register? I don't know anything about how this works. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, preferably one of those old turn of the century iron ones. You know,
see, I knew he's probably got something for his phone or something. But anyway,
yeah, no. Well, it connects to my phone. It's a big, heavy iron thing, but it connects to my phone via Bluetooth, so it's a modern, adapted, old thing. But 700 pounds, but it's worth it. I trailer it.
Everybody sells their own item. So you're in your own little area.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know those old cash registers? Anyway.
Well, I know them.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't. But.
Oh, I do. I do. I do. I used to like antique shopping and stuff. So as a little kid, so I'm well versed. No, I'm not. But I go there with. First things first, to start from the very beginning, I'm going to pretend that you, Doug, and other people are trying to get into an art show and you want to know how. Okay.
That's exactly what I'm asking.
The first thing you need to download or check out online, sign up and make an account on, is Zapplication. And, it's been a while. There's another one. If you Google Art Fair Application, there's Zapplication, and then there's another that is less important to have. Zapplication is the one that I use now. I don't really use much of anything else. Most of the companies have moved to Zap. You upload 5 pictures. 4 of them are pictures of individual works. You want a neutral backdrop. And the 5th one is a picture of your booth display. So that is...
So you got to be ready.
So that is a 10x10 booth tent with a display inside. And you want a nice wide shot. You want your iPhone zoomed all the way out. And you want a nice wide shot of all of the work that you have, all of the shelves, all of the display items, and the art hanging in that display, well lit. And that's how you get into the shows. Now, they're concerned about that because they want the booths to look good. Yeah. They don't want you to just be, you know, some guy with a bunch of stuff in a booth, you know, yep. Like a homeless guy peddling stuff. A
little table and some bookmarks, yeah.
Right. So they're trying to keep people like you out of there, Doug. Yeah.
Well, I noticed when you did a little update from the show, and you have like nice black backdrops. You have your stuff hanging on. I just wondered, those are yours?
Yes. Let me just say, I made the joke about Doug not wanting people like Doug to show up, but I just looked at the difference in our backdrop, and Doug's is neatly organized. There's art everywhere. It looks awesome, and mine is just a bunch of messy tools and dust. Everything's covered in dust. It's... So again, I should not make these jokes, but I'm doing it. So once you've done that, you've applied to the show. Say you wait a few months, they tell you they have a jury, 5 or 10 people that decide. They look through thousands of applicants, and then they decide, or hundreds depending on the show, and they pick you. And if you get picked, you need to figure out how it is that you're going to price your stuff. Right? Of course, granted. To do this in the beginning, you have to have the display items, like you were talking about. You need to have the backboard. The pro panels are just one carpeted tile, like foldable, collapsing background that you can use to hang pictures or sculptures on. But you can make stuff. For years, I used one that I just made out of wooden frames and chicken wire, and I'd hang the carvings on those. They just float around off of a little Framis that I made. And so there are different ways you can display the art. You can Pinterest that. But once you have your display set up, You have to make good work that's within the category of work that you're applying in. So you can't throw photos or pictures in your sculpture booth, or else they'll kick you out, or they'll find you, or they'll call the cops or something. You might could go to art jail. I don't know what they. I've never really been there, but they might have put you in some porta potty for the rest of the show or something. But I've never done it. I've only heard of this porta potty. But so when you So once you get in, right, you pay $35 or $25 to apply to get the judges to look at your work. If you get in, you then owe somewhere between $200 and $1,000 for the booth space. Yep. So what that guarantees, it should guarantee at least, is at least 20,000 people walking through your art show. You should have a lot of people walking through. Otherwise, you know, it's not worth your while. In fact, I don't like to do a show unless there's at least 100,000 plus people walking through. Guaranteed. Clocked.
That's a lot of people.
Yep. Well, if you think about it, you know, wood carving is so niche and so random. You know, the average person isn't going to want one. You need your odds to be good. In other words, you need, you know, 1 out of 10,000 or something, you know, so.
How many charcuterie board people were in your art show?
The only one I can think of, I can only think of one.
Yeah. It was, I talked last week about the one I went to, and, it said juried art show,
right.
170 booths. I was like, cool. But I think that, they must've had 170 applicants. so glorified craft show. But anyway.
Well, yeah, so that's where you have to look at that. If you're going to apply to a show, you should look at that Sunshine list. If you Google Sunshine Art Fair review, it'll tell you which art shows are rated by traffic, by, you know, quality of art as rated by patrons.
Well, I feel that it's, Americans have a greater population to draw from to start with, and mm-hmm. I believe that you have more art shows, period.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yep, so Arts and Apples is an awesome one to if you can get in, it's a great one to do. It's pretty hard to get in. Ann Arbor is another good one in the Michigan area that you'll see a lot of people traveling from all over the country. Really, art show people are like carnies. They're like people that you buy the tent, you have the display, you have the art, you throw it in your van, and you travel all over the country going from weekend to weekend. Art fair. And
is there a season of art? Is it a fall thing? Is it a spring thing? Is it a winter thing? Or it could be any time?
Well, the real fanatics, the real like crazy art show people, they're doing fine art shows all year long. They're usually, if they're northern people like us, they're doing the snowbird thing. They're going down south for the mm-hmm. winter. They're hitting, you know, their Boca Raton. They're hitting Golden Coast. They're headed... Yeah. Kind of down so, south, and they're hitting those shows.
So when you're home, you're working.
You
gotta make that stuff.
Well, it's a rough. It truly can be if you do it the wrong way, it can be a rough life because you're gone on weekends. You're working on weekends and you're hustling on weekdays. And if you're home,
yeah.
And so I've known people to just age quickly, man. You do that for a living and you're just in the sun all day. You're displaying your stuff, you're tearing it down. I mean, you're doing that every weekend. Some people doing, you know, 80 shows a year. And, that's crazy.
Well, I like the idea like a couple shows or something because that would beat 85 trips to the post office.
Yeah. Well, that's true. If you're selling art online,
you know, wrapping stuff up and mailing it.
Yep.
But yeah. No, very good.
I mean, there are people that are doing this like multiple times, doing multiple shows a week, yeah.
No thanks.
So, no. Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, so that's it. So then you sell your art, you pay your taxes, you have your payment system is usually people have like the Square card readers, you know, those little doohickeys you plug in your phone. So
yeah.
That's what most people are using. So
cool.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's more than you needed to know.
Well, that was good because, I always wondered what you're responsible for when you show up. So,
yeah, and you know, I used to think they used to be very ritualistic about how I would talk to people, the way I would interact. You know, really, I was talking to my wife yesterday, and I was thinking, you know, I was just as likely or more likely to sell to somebody who I teased, you know. Who I was making fun of or just being goofy with, as those who I, you know, as the people I was trying to, you know, ask follow up questions like, you know, if you need any help, let me know, you know, stuff like that. It's like,
so in your everyday life, do you walk around and just throw in casually to everybody that you meet now at the coffee shop and all the store and say, well, my wife said this, you know,
Constantly. I'm just trying to get used to it still. I've said fiance three times. I said fiance at the art show a few times. I said my girlfriend. My wife said my boyfriend or the person I'm dating.
Nice.
Multiple times.
Nice.
So I'm not sure who that is, but please shoot me a message. The coffeeandcarvingshow@gmail.com if you're out there. So anyway, that's what I've been up to though. Just doing the YouTube videos art show.
I like the YouTube videos. I watched every one of them. And
cool.
It's fun.
That's awesome.
I am one.
Do you have any feedback?
No, because I know the point is not to teach.
Right.
So you take your hour carving and make them into what, 12 minutes?
Here's my question for you. When I'm fast forwarding through these videos, I felt like 8X was like the faster ones. Can you tell the difference? Holy crap, there's a giant spider on my... I wish I could show you this. Look at this thing. You see it?
Nice. Wow, that's fun.
This might be the last time you see me.
I would prefer a slower.
Really?
But on the same hand, if I carved one eye and I was trying to keep my video short, I wouldn't show carving the other eye. Alec is playing with a spider now.
I got it.
There you go. So it takes more editing, taking pieces out rather than speeding it up just to be done with it quick.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I might just be lazy and fast forward through everything. I don't know.
But anyway, no, it's fine. I'm glad that you took up the challenge because, like I said, you could have boatloads of carvings.
Yeah. No, that's the main advantage is, yeah. You know what's fun, though? I was talking to you about this earlier, and I'll say it again just for the audience. But what I was shocked about is the people who bought the – there are two people who made up more than half of the sales at the show. Two people out of 20-something carvings who made up the majority of all the sales. And they happened to be in the booth at the same time at night. And they were talking. They were going back and forth. And one of them said, you know, I did the art show circuit for years. And you wait around. You talk to people just to try and get to that whale. The whale, that one whale. And if you can catch that whale, that's the goal. And so I was overhearing them. And I said, so are you guys my whales? And they said, I was just like, so I took a picture of them and I said, I'm going to post this somewhere and call them the whales, but
there you go.
The whale gang. I don't know.
You'll post them on Instagram and somebody might see them in 2 years.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No one cares. Yeah. But, we should talk about that. Actually, you deleted your Instagram.
I didn't delete it. I deactivated it. Because I was just frustrated.
Oh, okay.
Instagram is playing games, and they're pushing video content over pictures.
Hmm.
And my feed was my last time I went on there, the feed, everything that they showed me was 8 to 10 days old.
Hmm.
I wasn't getting anything new. And it was all reels and stories and stuff like.
Yeah.
So anyway, the bottom line was I used to do projects and stuff just to post on Instagram. And then I realized I'm getting 1% of my followers.
Yeah.
Maybe 2%. That's horrible. Horrible. Yeah. I think at the time, I don't have a big account, but I have a big enough account. And to get that amount of, people seeing my work or even liking, not that it's not about likes, you know what I'm saying, but it's just like nobody was seeing it, and it was just it doesn't, my bread and butter or my priority, I should say, is YouTube videos. So
yeah,
why put in the extra effort when it doesn't translate to YouTube,
right?
And you know what, it felt as freeing as a going back to my dumb phone too.
Oh yeah.
It's just another little thing taken out of my life that makes me focus more on a smaller area. So it's nice. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I should do something like that one day.
Well, the thing is you want people to see your stuff too, especially if you're selling it.
Right.
But since I'm not really selling anything, I'm just making videos.
Right.
Why not?
So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And,
I wonder what it would be like to have a personal account where you could have your friends and family. Like, I don't have nothing online is personal for me. I'm not on Facebook anymore because there's no. I can't. Everybody wants. Anyway, I won't. Yeah. I won't go on. But I don't. Everything was work, is what I'm saying. It wasn't. It wasn't relationship, but. There was some inspiration, give and take, from other fellow carvers and whatnot, but it's not like Cousin Sally or whatever. It's all work or carving related, right?
So. Cousin Sally. I don't have a Cousin Sally. Do you?
Nope. And I, by the way, I don't have a sister with a broken finger, in case you wondered.
No, I figured. Yeah, there's something about just getting, I'm sure I could almost feel it. I haven't done it. Oh, I can't say I've never done it, but I've done it enough to know that like leaving your phone behind is so just, it's good. It freaks you out at first, but then once you just sit into it, it's like a great feeling. It's awesome. Yeah,
I stopped carrying my phone too, even.
Really?
I'll leave it on my desk, check it at coffee break or whatever someone called me, or because I don't text anymore.
Right.
I've tried everybody I know not to text me. You want to talk to me? Call me. Or so it's been great. But right. Do you have questions or mailbag pulled up this week?
I do. In fact, I was just looking at them. Oh, good. And Len Wells. Wait, no. We do an intro, don't we? Yeah, maybe. Wait, I've got an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready for this?
Yep. Ready. Oh, here we go. What this song, that could only mean one thing, Alec. What could it mean?
Mailbag.
We have sound effects, folks.
So watch us get demonetized for that. Len Wells says, "Good morning, boy and gramps." That's new.
Nice.
That's extreme. Wow. Glad you're back. Keeps me inspired. So I teach beginner carving classes. He says covering classes. I shouldn't have added him this way, but he says covering classes. I don't know what that, I don't have anything to say about that, but there you go. Here on Vancouver Island. Dang.
Oh, nice.
Should have gone there. Tell us about that, Len. Is it awesome? And to provide my students, we want a quality pattern using a laser. So he uses a laser. It allows me to minimize waste and generate perfectly repeatable blanks. That won't cut through the wood. So I do cut them out of the bandsaw. But this is his pattern, and it was featured on Wood Carving Illustrated 2021. So he did this.
I actually did see that, and they're like those little tattoo-like sparrows, eh?
Yeah, that's like cool.
Old-school tattoos.
He says, thanks again for what you do, Len.
Thanks, Len.
Thank you, Lynn. Sorry. I can't. Where did we land on accents?
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to allow any offense to be taken.
This is from Niels. It's N-I-E-L-S. Is that Niels? Niels?
Niles?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Greetings from Scotland. I don't even know how to do a Scottish accent, to be honest. I don't rate fine mail go often, but I wanted to say thank you for getting me interested in wood carving. I started in 2021 when I was 16 after he saw your 5-minute wizard video. Oh, nice. I had a folding penknife and a grainy piece of kindling. It's hard. I keep slipping into it. I kind of made a meal of it, but I was so happy with the result I had kept it going. Now I'm 18 and carving is a big part of my life, and it brings me satisfaction. And the little things never get old. Making little things never gets old. Attached here is my first carving and some more recent ones I've made with your tutorials. Thanks for getting me and so many other younger folks into carving. I really owe it to you. Always look forward to your videos, and I'm glad to see your podcast return. Here's nice, his first 5-minute wizard. Very nice. Sorry, nice those who are listening.
Nice to hear from a younger carver.
Yeah.
They're out there.
It is. Yes, yes. He's doing it. He's doing it. I will say I got a text from my buddy yesterday who was hearing from another friend saying, I just saw this video on YouTube and I realized that you're friends with somebody who knows Doug, and I watch Doug's videos and I make his wood carvings for my kids. And so that was very fun for my buddy. He was shocked. And so
I had a buddy call me the other day too, and he said, I hate watching your videos. I never watch your carvings, but for some reason I just sat down and I watched one of your carving videos, and I was inspired to try carving.
Oh, wow.
After telling me that if I'm not camping or fishing, he doesn't want to watch me, and he actually watched one. He's like, I feel like I would like to start carving. So there you go.
Wow. That's very cool. I love hearing stuff like that. That makes me feel like something's happening out there in the wilderness. This is Greg, good old Greg Berrios from Nebraska, if I'm not mistaken. At least that's where I saw him last. And, Greg is an awesome guy. He's a cop. So we appreciate his service. He's a good guy. He's a great guy to talk to. And one thing I wanted to say about Greg before I get into his email, I taught a class in Doane, D-O-A-N-E, University in Nebraska. They have a wood carving event every year that I highly recommend. It's cheap and it's good. And he took the class, and at the end of every night, I would show up to clean up, or maybe after dinner I'd go in there to just make sure everything was good, check on the classroom, and he would be in there carving incessantly. He was working on projects, he was going hard, and so he did that every single night. He'd stay in there until they kicked him out, and he was just so dedicated and a great carver. So anyway, he says, "Alec, I want to start delving into full human body sculpture. I'm still trying to get better with my bust faces, but would love to learn to create full bodies that I think can express a lot more. Have you ever taught on this or ever planned to make any videos on this subject? Thanks for your time. Hope to attend your class again someday. Greg." Well, Greg, I read this, and I was reminded of the mediocre attempts that I've made on carving human figures. And it's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just that I have yet to put myself towards that. I've done some work with, remember, Doug talked about, you talked about, Doug's here. You talked about working with Fred Zavadil, looking up Fred Zavadil.
Yep.
He is somebody who I've taken a class from twice, actually, on the human figure. So we did, we made an armature in both times. We sculpted a human figure, learned about the anatomy. And I think the thing about lessons that scares me is that when I took the lesson and I was scared to do it at home alone. So I put it aside. I'm just unfamiliar with the clay. It was a whole different world, and that's what we worked in, of course, if I didn't mention before. Wood, I've done some wood figures in the past, but certainly not enough to feel qualified to teach on it. I know the basics of anatomy. I know approximately where things go. I wouldn't dare teach on it until I've gotten more practice. But
well, that's a good question. Did you ask me to come and be your model at one time to lay there like?
Never in your wildest dreams.
When I see the some of those full body sculptors with their real life models,
yeah,
doesn't make me want to be a full body carver.
I don't want to carve naked people either, really.
No.
So that's I respect it, but I don't. Actually,
for sure.
I don't know. Maybe I will. Different maybe cultures, I'll eat my words.
We talked about that too once. That the different cultures view everything differently, and
So, naked people, and that's it. Thank you guys. Thanks for I think everyone's getting back into the swing of the emails. But send your comments, questions, concerns. If you want to secretly get at Doug, but you can't through his regular email because he's too elusive.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that. Please
don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Coffee and Carving Show related at coffeeandcarvingshow@gmail.com with your questions, comments, show topics, whatever you think that we need from you. We would appreciate
it. So, Doug, I wanted to ask you, I've been thinking about this for a while now, especially doing an art show. Will you ever consider doing an art show or a craft show of any kind with your stuff? You know, you have your accruing. I see behind you, you're accruing something like a small fortune's worth of carvings, and you could probably sell all the work in your shop and buy another house.
A, I doubt it.
Yeah.
But and B, when I look at my carvings, if I was ever to start selling, I would imagine in my mind that I'll start on the next one.
Mm. Right.
Right? Because on all the carvings, when I look back at them, I'm like, well, I could, you know, I didn't spend enough time or I could do this different, or I learned something new. So I don't think I'm ready to sell. I shouldn't say I'm not ready. I don't want the hassle right now because all my energy, remember, I have a job.
Yeah.
Actually, I have two jobs.
Yeah.
And I have a podcast. And I have to make a dozen samples of my next video before I even make the video and get the video out. So the video is priority number one. Now, if something changes, 100%. I am not going to go get another job somewhere else. I will try my best to become a woodcarver at some point.
So, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So can I share a little bit of my experience with that?
Yep.
You can. Okay. You sure?
Please do.
Okay. I had this horrible weight of a feeling.
You have a little crackle to you. I'm not sure if it's...
Oh, thanks. Probably too close to the speaker.
Yeah, maybe.
Or to the microphone. Better now?
Yep.
I had this... was it the whole time? That'd be bad.
No, just the last minute.
I had this horrible nagging feeling while I was making these hour carvings that I'm going to carve them in an hour and the setup's not going to be as good, meaning the structure of the carving, the form, is not going to be as good because I'm doing it quickly. And then I'll put hours into it trying to fix it, and I'll end up spending more time than if I just took my time. And the work won't look as good. Mm-hmm. I kept having that feeling finishing up these carvings and feeling like I was wasting time making the videos and all of that, so on and so forth. And the opposite problem that you have, right? Because you find more value in the videos. I find more value in the carving. So I feel like I'm wasting my time making the videos. You feel like you're wasting your time putting hours and hours and hours into the carvings, right? Crazy amounts of time. Or maybe not even that. It just doesn't suit your style. It
doesn't suit the video style at the point, yes. Yeah. I still make fun carvings on my own outside of
videos. Oh, no. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, I know that. Then they should know that, of course. Yeah. But... I was shocked, and this is anecdotal. This is just one situation, so I can't say like, you know, I certainly am not trying to say that I have the answers, but I was really surprised at the show. All of the little hour video carvings, you know, that I worked on later, of course, off camera. It wasn't just an hour into each carving, but maybe 2 or 3 hours. I was really surprised. They all pretty much sold, and people really enjoyed them. So a lot of times you may not be happy with the carving or the way it turned out, and someone else will just, I mean, maybe it might even just move them, you know, when they see it, or make them happy, like to, you know, make them smile or cry or something. So I find that it's really, really, as silly as it sounds, people can really, really deeply appreciate something that you just look at and go, oh, I hate that. I could fix it in so many ways.
I'll give you another example. Last night I was at my son-in-law's house, and it was his birthday. And I brought them, well, I can't say what it is, but I brought them this week's project that I'm working on as a little side gift to put on their window ledge. And he said, oh, you remember this one? And he pulled down this pig that I carved probably 4 or 5 years ago. And this is back when I would slather antiquing on them. It was a terrible carving. And I said, can I see that? And I put it in my pocket. So I'm throwing it in the garbage. He says, no, you're not. Give it back. Like, they cherish this ugly pig that I can't stand looking at. Like, all I want to do is burn it or smash it. And they've had it for years, and they love it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like, we are our worst critics for sure.
Yep. But, yeah. Oh, well, hey, speaking of that, I have visual evidence, damning evidence, that I am a... feel the same way. I found there's a bag of carvings that my mom brought. Because after the art show last night, we went to my mom's house for supper, and my wife, see, I keep using that term, my wife and I, Annalise and I went to the house, and mom pulls this bag of carvings out, and in this bag was 2008.
There you go.
Wood carving. This is the first year I started carving, and that was the best of them. Here's one of my very first. My dad texted me it, so I have to go through. So excuse the pause, the delay here, but here it is. Look at that.
Oh, there you go. It's still acceptable.
I mean, it's not good.
How old were you?
I was 12.
That's ridiculous. Of course, it's like...
No.
That's wonderful for a 12-year-old.
But that later that year, I started to figure it out, and I started getting more dimension in the faces, and they started getting more...
Same year?
Yeah, more realistic. This might have been 09. This might have been the next year. I don't have the date on these photos, but this was 08, so this was the same year. And then this one might have been the same year or maybe into 09.
Sorry, audio, but it definitely improved hugely. What was your inspiration at that time learning to get better like that? Who were you following or watching?
At that time, it was still Ron. It was still Ron Adamson. It was Ian Norbury probably a little bit, and then after a while, it just stopped being any of those carvers, and just looking at trying to look at the pictures.
Yep.
Anyway, this is a fun picture from the show. I thought I enjoyed this one. It's just a bunch of carvings in my dad's pickup truck.
I love that. That's great.
So anyway, that's all. So yeah, there's another old one. Oof.
That's not bad.
Look how low the mouth is, though. Where the chin should be. The bottom of the chin is where that lower lip is.
Wow.
It's so far down.
You know that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
So, yeah, I hate looking at stuff people buy. But somebody sent me a picture of something they bought years ago, and I felt the same way.
Give me it. I'm throwing it out.
Yeah. I did that to, I think I told you guys, I did that to somebody's house. I went there and I took the carving off the wall and I worked on it for like 3 hours and put it back up.
Did they appreciate that?
I think so. Good. She said it looked good, so.
All right.
Anyway. So, that's mailbag. Gosh. That's pretty much, other than media, we've done most of it. What do we got for media?
Anything or reading anything or listening to anything?
Yeah. For me, I have been. You know what I've been doing is I've been watching. I've been watching how other people make YouTube videos, and I've been trying to find ways of making YouTube videos that are not boring, but that don't require work to edit or a lot of work. Because frankly, I'm not gonna be a YouTuber, right? I just want to get the stuff out there. I want to keep myself accountable, and I don't want people to be horribly bored.
There's something terrible happened to my microphone.
Oh, how about now? Better?
No, it's bad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Better now?
No, very scratchy.
Huh. Hello?
No, it's like you got a loose wire or something there.
Really? How about now?
Do you sound good to yourself? Because that might be all that matters.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway... sorry on your side. Sounds bad, but should be good here. So what it was is just me looking at, honestly, I was watching a lot of your videos. I was watching a lot of, some of your buddies' videos, watching a couple of Joe's videos, and I was watching, Mav and all sorts of guys just trying to see like how, you know, and I really probably won't do anything like any of yours or theirs because I'm not as, adept and not as, I don't know. I'm just not going to do that. But I figured it's helpful to look at it and just kind of see the behind the scenes a little bit in your head and just try and learn what to do. So
See what works.
Yeah, but I haven't really had a lot of time for much else. I've been listening to music a little bit here and there, and that's pretty much it.
Well, for myself, I went way back, same idea, to kind of see where it came from and video styles and stuff. But I went back and I watched early Kevin Coates videos. I love Kevin Coates carvings. He's one of my favorite carvers. And it's funny even to see over the maybe 4 or 5 years that he's been on YouTube how he's kind of changed his style, at least on video. And really fun. So I binge watched a whole bunch of his early videos, and they're fun. Of course, he never talks, and I had some comments. I have one of the only bark carving videos that ever did well for me was called Beard Goals, and I made a really long bearded man, like everybody thought it was me. It probably was me. And it did very well, and some guy reamed me out. There you go, Kevin Coates. Some guy reamed me out for not talking, saying, the only draw that you have is your voice, and that people get... And I'm like... They said, you're never going to do well. I said, well, if I can get 200,000 views without talking, I think it's okay. He was like telling me that the only reason people watch me is for, I was like, this video is one of my best videos. So,
you're right, though. You said a long time ago, if you chase that upvoted comment, you know, trying to make him happy, you're going to end up sad.
Yeah. No. And at the end of the day, you can't do something for years on end and, be miserable every time. So,
right.
Do what you want. So.
Do what you want, what you want is what you do. You can't fight somebody you don't know anything about. Keep doing what you want to do. Do what you do.
Thanks for hanging out with us again this week, folks. And we'll be sure to be back again next week. Same time, same place.
Here on the Coffee and Carving Show. Take your vitamins. Take your vitamins.
There you go.
Take them.